Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What does Wiz Khalifa do 30 times a day? And Coleman Domingo's blurring the line between real life and fiction.
And later, Kurt Cobain is here to dish about his new album and much more. We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
All right, Brad Pitt's new movie, F1, just had its big New York premiere, and he hit the carpet with his lady, jewelry designer Inez de Ramon. Now, Brad's 61 and Inez is 32, and they look very comfortable together in front of the cameras. Now, they've actually been involved since late 2022, and they've been spotted together a lot in recent days, including one outing where Brad Rock was being compared to a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, wow, that is a lot of Canadian tuxedo.
Denim.
They had to do something to this picture. This is just a bad angle. Don't do Brad like that.
He doesn't look good there.
I mean, sometimes you just don't got the fashion sauce no more. Like, you know, like before, like, you know, he was undefeated. But now you're going to have off deck.
Yeah. No, y'all, he ain't that big. They made him look really big in this picture.
They did him wrong right here.
Like Brad Sandler.
Brad Sandler? Hey, look, I'm just happy to see him smiling again. He's clearly happy with his lady on his arm.
Absolutely. He looks happy, but this is a bad photo. They could have did a better angle than that. They just want to talk bad about Brad.
He dressed like any moment Shiloh gonna jump out and challenge him.
Yeah. Oh. All right, y'all, it is time for What the Hair? So jumping across the pond, Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley also hit the red carpet together. Billy showed off let's just call it a different hairstyle.
Oh, my.
They attended the fundraiser for the Royal Academy of Dance, and Liz's man was rocking them pigtail braids.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not mad at him.
We give him a little Pippi Longstocking? Or?
Yeah, that's Miley Cyrus' dad. He got a little swag, yeah. You know.
Young Willie Nelson.
Come on now.
Three-day weekend.
he was probably hot and didn't want his hair all over him everywhere, so he braided him.
Yeah.
How does he continue to reinvent himself and pull it off?
I love this look for him. It's cool. He looks super cool.
Wow. And this look matches the person he's with.
Yeah.
Like swag-wise.
Yes.
You know?
It's better than a mullet.
Yeah. Don't you know Fire Rose and Tiff Cyrus got to be so jealous of Elizabeth Hurley?
They missed out. They could have upgraded him, but yep. They kept him the way he was. Mm-hmm. They added no value.
And speaking of famous Brits, there's more news about the Beckhams. And girl, it is spicy. See what I did there?
Uh-huh.
We talked about how Brooklyn Beckham and his wife, Nicola Peltz, didn't show up for his dad, David's 50th birthday party. Reportedly, they skipped the shindig because Brooklyn's brother, Romeo, planned to attend with his girlfriend, DJ Kim Turnbull. Some people say the drama is because Brooklyn used to date Kim, but others...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every every style, every home.
Disagreed. Well, Romeo and Kim recently broke up, and now Kim's speaking out. She dropped a statement on IG saying, in part, I have never been romantically involved in any capacity at any point with the person in question. Nothing between us has occurred further than a school friendship at age 16. And then Romeo cryptically shared a meme and said, be nice to people and don't tell unnecessary lies.
Wow. I don't know what to believe here.
Which one, right?
Yeah.
Now, she said that she and Brooklyn were only friends. You think maybe they hooked up and don't want to say anything?
Because sometimes we do take a kiss and hooking up as like, yo, we dated.
Oh, you think maybe he like over-indexed a little bit? Like maybe they shared a kiss.
Had and
a
he few was, like, drinks or something, you know.
Yeah. It meant more to him than it did to her.
Yep, that's possible.
Sad.
Yeah.
Who do you feel bad for? Sad for?
I honestly feel sad for the Beckham family. Like, if anything is causing, like, one of the sons not to show up at his dad's birthday party, whatever that is, that makes me sad.
Nothing should do that.
Yeah.
It should get worked out.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
And you would think with mom having laid down the rules, if you want to be my lover,
you got to get with my friends.
And she had somebody at the wedding say she was the prettiest girl there.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, Mark Anthony.
Yeah, my God, you think she told him to say that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Make sure you say I'm the prettiest girl here. Yeah.
Mark,
say it. Say it, Mark.
Sing it.
Sing it.
Sing it, Mark. All right, Coleman Domingo stars in the series The Four Seasons, and Marco Calvani plays his husband. But check this out. Coleman's real-life husband, Raul Cho's his on-screen husband.
Oh, wow.
So Coleman and Raul are friends with Marco and his husband, Marco Pagosi, and while the show was still being cast, they were all having dinner together.
Nice.
Later that night, Raul told Coleman that Marco should play his husband. Then Coleman convinced Marco to audition without telling him what it was for, and then he didn't say anything else about it. So check out what happened next.
Tina and I meet up in New York, and she opens up her laptop and she says, hey, it's down to two guys. The team loves two guys. One is this actor who's wonderful, everybody loves him. Oh, yeah, I know his work. He's great. And the second is your friend Marco. I said, get out of here. Yeah, Raul, my husband, who's a producer, he knows energy. And so he was cast. He was cast without me having to do anything with it. And so he earned the role on his own.
Yeah.
But he's just perfect. Our husbands love the fact that we play husbands.
Yeah.
I love Coleman Domingo. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
And also a pioneer of that mustache.
And he's a great actor in everything he plays in. He commits to the role.
Mm-hmm. Like, he acts so good and stuff that when you see him talking regular, that's a performance to me, too.
Right.
And tonight, as Coleman Domingo.
Right.
Coleman Domingo. Would y'all have an issue with your spouse doing scenes with your friend's spouse?
No, I wouldn't, because you trust them. You trust them already.
I probably trust them even more than a random person.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A random person might catch feelings, but your friend know better.
Yeah.
Your friend is going to have your back.
Ideally.
Yeah, ideally.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to think the world is perfect.
Yeah.
It's we don't.
In my world, nobody would want to get
Yeah, in Brad's world, nobody would think about it.
In the real world, in my world, you know. And nobody
would
think about
that. Now Brad
will
sit standing over that camera.
Especially since I'm licensed to carry again.
Yeah. Oh, welcome back.
Thank
suddenly,
you.
Suddenly Brad yells, cut, and they're like, what are you doing?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, all right, yo, it's no secret that Wiz Khalifa loves the sticky icky, but we didn't know just how much. Ooh. Now, he stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live and revealed just how much he partakes in a day. Check it out.
You claim that you smoke 30 joints a day. True?
Yeah.
Okay, that's like 1 3/4 joints an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that sound right?
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
He's probably also doing those things real carefully, too.
Yeah, but once you smoke so much, your tolerance goes up. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you start being able to smoke more and more and more a day. And he's been smoking since a teenager.
Mm-hmm. And so, not Reggie either.
Child, he know what to smoke, what not to smoke, different brands, flavors, how much of it, how much to measure, how much to inhale, how much to blow up your nose. Just he knows everything about it. Wait. He sells pipes. He sells everything. He's a connoisseur for real.
Did you say you're supposed to blow some of it up your nose?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to do no classes on dish.
That's wild. You just unlocked a new chapter for me.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wasn't
We there. Never smoked together. We had to come over. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Sorry, guys. Up next, we... Up next, have the tables turned between Arnold and Patrick Schwarzenegger? Find out right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So Gwyneth Paltrow often shares what she calls boyfriend breakfast videos on Instagram. But this time she posted showing off one of her breakfast recipes topless. Of course, her daughter Apple Martin had to step into the chat and commented, "Did I steal your shirt by accident or?" In which Gwyneth responded with a bunch of laughing emojis. Now, would you be embarrassed if your mother was cooking topless and posted it?
Not really, but I've never thought about that specific scenario.
Yeah, I would never have seen this coming. If I'm Apple Martin, I'm a little embarrassed.
I mean, this is how you make people want to see the recipe, though. I mean, everybody that hears she's cooking topless has gone to see this. I'm sure this post has millions.
I'm not showing up for the recipe on the...
I know, but you get to see that, too.
I will watch that video 7 times and still not know what she's making.
And then maybe one of the times you'll see that it's a white bean and sausage.
Oh. I don't even know what section white beans are sold.
Listen, I know. So, I take white bean and sausage with me everywhere I go. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I can serve that to you, Gwyneth. Okay, moving on. Arnold Schwarzenegger is opening up about his son following in his acting footsteps, and he said that Patrick never asked him a question about acting. He said, but he came many times to me and said, "I just did an interview with this magazine, and 2/3 of the questions were about you." But I was just in New York, and a journalist comes up and says, "What's it like being the father of Patrick Schwarzenegger?" He continued, "All of a sudden, everything has changed around. I walk into the gym now, and it used to be girls would come up and give me their contact, and then after White Lotus comes out, the girls come up and say, 'Here's my contact, give it to Patrick.'"
Wow.
"So it's wonderful. If I go to my grave and know that my son has outdone me, I'm in heaven."
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, what do you think about it? Is it weird that Patrick is never asked his dad about acting?
I mean, here's the thing. You know, Arnold plays a specific type of character.
Yes.
The range that is required to do what he does.
Right.
You don't need to ask questions about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, he basically... Isn't there a movie where he's pregnant? I know that sounds crazy.
I feel like that's right next to the Sinbad Shazam movie. Like...
Junior, where he's the one carrying the child.
Yeah, that's bizarre. It's but he was still the same. I heard you torture nigga in that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you would like for me to carry the child?
I'm having a baby.
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deals,
powered by MorningSave.
So just scan this QR code right here to get him. Kick us off, Tanner.
Okay, I've got the 2-pack JVC Gummy True Wireless Stereo Earbuds. These earbuds deliver solid sound, simple controls, and a no-fuss fit. Additional features include a total battery life of up to 15 hours, voice assistant, and more. Now, this usually goes for as high as $80, but we got you today for just $2 for $24.99.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, oh, oh, specs. I got the two-pack Italian luxury adjustable quilted pillows. Now stop tossing and turning and get cozy the minute your head hits the bed with this deal. Now these pillows have a gel fiber filling to ensure long-lasting comfort and durability. Now this usually goes for as high as $120, but we got you today for just two for $29.99.
Okay, and I've got the Daphne by Conair Muse Hair Soothing and Styling Hot Brush. Getting a salon-worthy style at home can be hard, but it doesn't have to be. If you can brush your hair, you can have a variety of pro-level looks with this hot brush. Now, this usually goes for as high as $149, but we got you today for just $15. Now, this is a doorbuster deal also, so you know the drill. The limit is three per customer.
These are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three.
Up next, rapper Coco Bangs has some new music out, and he joins us to dish all about it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Hey, we have a special guest in the building. He's responsible for the...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Classic hit, Drank in My Cup,
yes.
And he's back with a new album titled Show Self. Everybody give it up one time for Kurt Cobain.
Appreciate it, bro.
Okay, Kurt Cole, in 2012, you made that banger that still rides, you know what I'm saying? Drank in My Cup. What does it feel like to be responsible for a hit like that?
It took a while. Now I kind of get the gist of it, but in the beginning, it was like, you know what I'm saying, just another record.
Okay.
But now I feel like it's going to be one of those songs going to be in family reunions later on in life, you know what I'm saying? So just to be able to know where we come from, just starting to do music, rapping, and to have records like that, to be a part of our catalog is a blessing.
Yes,
yeah, man, part of people's lives, memories,
come on, that's
fun songs.
Yeah, yes. Not for real.
Now, speaking of drinking your cup, what are you drinking on these days?
Well, I'm drinking water.
So you back with this new album, Chose Self. What can we expect from this new you in this era, in this new era?
I mean, you know, you got the Kurt Cobain records in there. It's just a growth of it, a certain vulnerability, you know. Every day, I'm a new person, you know what I'm saying? It's a new me. So I just report what I go through and the things that is going on in my family and my life and where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? I just give people a raw version of me. Yeah.
Okay, so before we ask any more questions about the album, we gotta ask about some of this artwork. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, we do a segment here called Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Okay.
So we gotta ask you this question. Is this a thirst trap?
I thought it was about to be the album cover. Yeah.
Yeah. When girls walk in my place, that's what I'm doing, right next to the piano. I'm like, hey, you want to hear a little song, girl?
Yeah,
yeah, cool, for real.
Okay, we grabbed some titles from the new album, Choose Self, and we're going to throw a little a title out there, and you tell us in rapid-fire time a brief description of what we can expect from the song.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay, cool. First up, Gotta Be a G.
Gotta Be a G. So it's a situation when you go through with your partners where you might get cheated on and get played on, you know what I'm saying? But throughout it all, you got to keep it cool. You can't crash out, can't lose your cool. You got to take that and turn it into inspiration and motivation. So, yeah, got to stay G about it, for sure.
Okay, what about Deep Inside?
Deep Inside, see, I know what that sounds like.
You sure know what it sounds like.
So, it's crazy. That was the first record I put out for my album. You know, I got girl fan base, and, like, when that came out, it was like, I thought this was going to be that. But Deep Inside is really, like, a real record. Like, things I'm thinking of and I'm going through and my mentor and stuff like that. And it's like a vent session.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. One baby, two baby.
Okay. All right. How can I
three
say
three baby
this?
Four?
It's like you got, you know, two, one women or two women, like whatever you prefer, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what kind of party you're having.
Okay, depending on the part. Any baby oil?
Nah.
Okay, what about Always Prevail?
Always Prevail is a turned up record. It's like whatever you're going through in life, you got to always prevail. You got to stay resilient. That's who I am. Like, they'll never go away. You just keep on fighting, keep on working for yourself, working towards yourself, and day by day, day stacking. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For sure.
Well, yo, man, it's been a pleasure having you here
appreciate
with us, Kirko.
And so
any parting words for the fans before you roll out?
Work on y'all credit, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all life together. Work on y'all credit, business credit, LLC. Fund yourself, take care of yourself, help out your family. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to tell the people for sure.
Oh, there you have it, man. Everybody be sure you check out Kirko Bang's new music and album, True Self, and stick around for more Dish Nation.
Appreciate it.
He drinking water.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, June is Black Music History Month, and Billboard is paying tribute with its rollout of the first 25 artists on their 75 best R&B singers of all time list. And as usual, it's causing a stir. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the artists that made the 51 through 75 rankings include Rick James at 51, Neo at 60, Ashanti at 61, and Etta James at 73.
Ooh.
Well, ranking number 67 has entered the chat. And now would be Tank. Now, Tank posted the article to his IG story saying, "I see things like this and I refuse to get emotional. LOL. I'm really a monster and I'll leave it at that. R&B money."
Ooh. These lists are always hard. People are always upset. And I could identify with being somebody like a Tank who's like, you feel good about what you do. And you're like, no, I should be much higher.
Who's in your top three?
Michael Jackson, Prince. I don't know. It's so many. Fred Hammond.
Okay. Now, Tana, for all the future barbecue plates in the world.
Okay. I'm glad Brat went first. I was thinking more R&B, so I'm thinking like, and I don't know, like I would probably consider Marvin Gaye R&B. Right?
Absolutely. I meant to say him too.
That's hard.
It ain't
That's
enough.
Hard.
It's not enough space.
I'm going him, Luther Vandross, and...
Oh, my God, Luther. I'm so sorry, Brat.
Lord, you Luther. See what she did, Luther?
Forgive me, Luther. I'm so sorry. A chair is still a chair, Luther. Even when ain't nobody sitting there, Luther, I'm so sorry.
And then I'll throw Sam Cooke in there,
Okay.
Oh, man, Sam Cooke. You didn't do yours.
Yeah, what's your top three?
Michael Jackson.
Make it hard for you, too.
Shuggie Otis.
Who?
Them Things or something like that?
Sweet Sicky Thing.
Yeah.
And,
oh, you knew.
I know a little, Brat.
Give me your
I know a little. I know a little.
Soul Tang.
And I know it's a group, but Cameo.
Word up, all the pretty ladies across the world.
Yeah, you say it and you know that you'll be hard.
Do your dance, do your dance, do your dance quick now.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.